Good morning. My guest this morning is Brian Griffith, the morning guy at KRCB. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Roland.
So, but you are more than just a morning guy. You are the master of ceremonies, or at least one of the masters of ceremony, at the 8th Annual Petaluma Music Festival, which starts on July 31st and ends on August 1st.
That's right.
Long two-day festival.
Yeah, I've been involved with the music festival for about 6 of the 8 years now.
So, what happens on the 1st? What happens on the 31st?
Well, this is the first time we've done anything on a Friday night. And what we do is we have the fairgrounds in Petaluma, the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds. And what we decided to do this year is we're going to have a concert and a dinner on Friday night featuring Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, great show.
So it's a big dance party, and there is dinner involved. And what we're hoping to do with this is to attract sponsors for the festival.
Uh-huh.
And so
should
be fun. The music will start around, you know, dinner starts around 5:30. The music starts around 7:30 and goes to about 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Nice little evening.
And then we turn around and come back bright and early Saturday morning.
With lots of music.
Yeah, we have 14 bands on 3 stages this year.
Wow.
And starts at noon and goes until dark. Some of the headliners include the Wood Brothers, who were excellent. Naco and Medicine for the People and ALO. Plus a lot of bands like the Coffus Brothers from Santa Cruz, the Rainbow Sisters from the Bay Area. So lots of great music. And it's for such a good cause. That's why I'm involved with it every year.
Oh, talk about that.
We raise money for the music programs in the Petaluma Public Schools.
Oh, great.
We all know that cuts and cutbacks have affected the arts programs in schools. And so this is a way that we can help out. And in the last 8 years, we've raised over $130,000. So we're hoping to raise at least $30,000 this coming weekend.
So like a lot of people who do mornings on music radio stations, you also do MC work for various things like this festival. Mm-hmm. How is that different? How do you experience both of those things?
Well, as you well know, with all the time you've had in radio, it's a whole lot different being in a room talking to a microphone as opposed to being talking to a microphone with 3,000 people on the other side of
yes,
the microphone.
Right.
So it's the whole, you know, immediate reaction sort
right.
of thing. So, and as I said, I just love doing this. I was a member of the band in 5th grade right down the freeway from Petaluma. And so it's very important to me,
uh-huh.
and very dear to my heart. It's a great, great project to be involved with.
So has it done well over its 7 previous years?
Well, the first couple of years were kind of iffy, didn't make any money. And then I remember one year, the first year that I was involved, Booker T was the headliner, and it was 105 degrees. And so no one was sitting on the grass in front of the stage. They were all sitting in the trees, you know,
uh-huh.
50 yards, 60 yards away from the stage. But still, we made money that year. So, and we've consistently made money since and been able to donate lots of music.
Do you like the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds venue?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Free parking, that's one thing. Lots uh-huh. of parking, and it's free. And it's easy access right off the freeway. It allows, with the 3 stages on this area, it allows people to spread out. So you're not standing like at some music festivals, elbow to elbow with the person next to you. And it's kid friendly.
Oh, really?
Kids under 12 get in free.
Since you've been doing music so long in this area, and so many of the Sonoma County musicians or musicians that visit Sonoma County have stopped by. Has it changed your feeling about music and about the music that you yourself gravitate to?
Well, basically what it does is it reinforces my love of music because I love seeing young people come up and carrying the torch.
Uh-huh.
You know, on the music program, you'll hear old favorites, you know, from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, but you'll hear a lot of new music, too, from new bands. One of the headliners we had last year was David Lunning, of course, who's, you know, a very talented young kid here from Sonoma County. Frankie Boots, there are so many local bands, huge, large, that, you know, we're just so blessed to live where we live because there are
yes.
so many talented musicians in
absolutely.
Our neck of the woods.
And it's great to see KRCB's interest in new music growing all the time. Brian, thanks for coming in. And let's tell people once again that the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds will host the 8th Annual Petaluma Music Festival. The dates are Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st.
PetalumaMusicFestival.org.
Great. I'm Roland Giacobetti for Sonoma Spotlight.